Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live in Denver, Colorado. Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today. We have rules of engagement on this program. You should know them by now. If you don't, you should talk to your kids. They'll tell you what the rules are. First, if you have any questions or comments you want to send me, we have a text line. The number for the text line is 33103. 33103. Use a keyword, Mike or Michael, anywhere in your text. Tell me anything or ask me anything. And then on social media, if you want to see what I do during the week, follow me on social media. You can follow me on X, at Michael Brown USA. We have a Facebook and Instagram account. You can find all of those. Just search for Michael or Michael D. Brown, and you'll find them. I want to talk about, because we obviously I'm part of the media. I'm an employee of iHeart Media and Premier Radio Networks. And as such, we pay a lot of attention, probably not as much attention as we should, because the company's really revenue-driven. And what drives revenue? Well, advertising. And what drives advertising? The ratings that you get from Nielsen. Now, all of the numbers that we get are proprietary, and obviously I can't discuss those on air, but because I am a consumer of media, so that I can come on here and talk about issues, I'm no different than you in that regard. And I happen to have I'm going to go talk to them because it's just, you know, I got my bill and I'm thinking this is outrageous considering what I pay for it. But I have Comcast, you know, NBC Universal. I have Comcast, which is called Xfinity, their cable package. And I don't know. I've got either their Ultimate or their Premium or whatever it is. It offers more than 185 channels. 185 channels. And then you think about all the radio stations across the country. And of those 185 channels plus all the radio stations, and then you think about all of the websites, then you think about social media and all of the influencers on social media. I mean, there's billions of people on X, probably, you know, hundreds of billions on also on Facebook. Where are people getting their news? What are they watching? What are they reading? Where are they going? And all that ties back to these numbers that I want to give you in just a minute. Because of a stupid exercise I started going through. Now, I don't have, I do have it somewhere. Hang on a minute. So I started making a list. I'm not going to tell you. No, I don't. I left it at home. I started making a list of all of the subscriptions that I pay for. Now, I'm talking hundreds of subscriptions. And it ranges everything from, obviously, you know, the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Washington Post, the LA Times, the Denver Post, which, by the way, for those of you that live in Denver, don't get upset. I didn't really give them any money. They had a special going on for a one-year subscription for $1. So I subscribed to the Denver Post for 1 year for $1 and then marked my calendar to be sure and cancel it, you know, 3 or 4 days prior to the renewal date so I didn't get charged the full rate, whatever it is, you know, a couple hundred dollars or something, because it's not worth it. But I at least now have access to the liberal newspaper in Denver. And I subscribe to the Denver Gazette, and then lots of Substacks, lots of websites that I pay a premium to get their additional information, the stuff that's behind the paywall. And so I started making a list of all of those. And when I put them on, you know, on in a Word document, it's front and back, single-spaced. So it must be, I don't know, maybe a couple of hundred. And I start using an artificial intelligence program to figure out where am I overpaying, how much am I overpaying, where could I consolidate, are there any deals that would, you know, reduce the cost of, say, a subscription to the Los Angeles Times. And as I started going through all of that, it got me to thinking about, well, how many people are out there subscribing to, let's just say, cable television? There are 60 million folks, best, and there may be more or less. This is just one place that I found some stats. 60 million people subscribe to some form of cable TV bundle. Now, you know, it's always a bundle. You know, you don't want this, this, and this, but what you really want is just these two things over here. But to get the two things over here, you have to subscribe to the bundle that gives you, you know, 80 other stations that you don't really want. One analysis shows that there are about 60 million people subscribed to and getting most name brand cable TV networks as part of a TV bundle that they pay for every single month. And I'll just tell you, what the bundle that I pay for includes, now, don't laugh at me when I tell you this, but it includes a voice over internet protocol telephone. Now, I don't want that VoIP. But if I take it out of the bundle, it increases the cost of the bundle. So I have this stupid, what we call the home number that nobody ever uses, nobody knows, and I'm not even sure we have a handset for it anywhere, but it's an extra $5 or $10 a month if I don't have it in the bundle. I mean, that's just how stupid these things are. So let's go back to the 60 million people subscribe to and getting most of the name brand cable TV networks as part of a TV bundle that they pay for every single month. As I was going to say, my bundle costs, I think, about $335 a month just for the Xfinity. Now, that may seem high to you, but one reason is because I get the highest available speeds on the internet so that when I'm producing commercials or doing the program from home or from the undisclosed location, I have the best possible internet connection back to LA or back to Denver. So yeah, I pay a premium for that, and that's just, you know, that's part of my business expense. But for the bundles that these 60 million people pay for, only one what I would describe as a general entertainment network had over 400,000 viewers on a given night. 60 million people, and there's one network that had, on average, 400,000 viewers on a given night. Four of the five general entertainment cable TV networks had just slightly more than only 350,000 viewers during the last week of September, the latest for which I could get any sort of Nielsen numbers. Now, that's about 0.6% of people paying for cable TV watching one of the top four rated non-sports or news networks on any given night. And of that 0.6%, the vast majority of those people are over 50. They're my age. They're 55 or over. And remember, the median age for those three big cable news networks, I'm talking about the big three, ABC, NBC, CBS, all of their viewers are in their upper 60s. This is really a sad record. And it shows how the media landscape is totally changing. And why, if you're not engaged in talk radio, if you're not engaged in social media, and you're not engaged in websites, and you're getting your news from cable television and all the old state newspapers, most of which don't even have a print edition anymore, then you're missing out on most of the news. Now, the folks over at Nielsen are releasing some new weekly reports with their new Big Data Plus panel metrics. They've changed the metrics by which they garner and calculate the ratings for television and radio. And it's not breaking news, but when you look at where things stand for the average linear TV audience on cable TV networks in the final week of September, wow. The cable bundle has really become just sports and news. That's it. More accurately, if you want to narrow it down even further, the cable TV bundle is just ESPN, the three cable news networks, Fox, CNN, and MSNBC, and one lifestyle network on any given evening, not Monday through Friday, Sunday through Saturday, for the entire week. Elsewhere, where are the viewers, and what are they watching? Those numbers coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines open 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Having four kids in 4 years changed everything, especially our perspective on food.
We started paying closer attention to the things that mattered most, especially the food we were putting on our table.
We wanted better, safer, healthier, and when we couldn't find it, we took matters into our own hands. We started Good Ranchers.
We partner with local farms and ranches right here in the U.S., families who have been raising livestock the right way for generations. Hard-working men and women who care deeply about the land, their animals, and the quality of the food they produce.
We're proud to bring their legacy to your table. 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood.
And then we make it simple. We deliver it straight to your door.
Because we believe in making it easy for families like ours and yours to enjoy meat you can trust. Food that honors the American farmer. Food that brings people together.
Visit GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH40 to get $40 off your first order, plus free meat for an entire year.
GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Fall fun is brewing in Reading. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash, Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about the changing media landscape and how that affects it. Really, the reason I find this fascinating is, one, obviously I'm involved in the business. Two, you do this in your daily life. You have cable TV, or you have an over-the-air antenna, or you're subscribing to Hulu or Disney or Paramount or something, or, you know, YouTube. You're subscribing to different things. And it's totally changed the way that we consume entertainment and news. And if we step back and we analyze some of these numbers, then you'll realize that perhaps, depending on how you look at it, either the news is driving the agenda, or because of the numbers I'm going to tell you in a minute, we may be actually driving the agenda. And I say that because, now, let's take this program, for example. This is a decidedly and unabashedly conservative slash libertarian talk show. I don't have to go out and seek an audience because, you know, based on what I talk about, that, oh, I'm going to listen to Michael Brown because he talks about things, and he talks about things from a perspective that interests me, so you tune in. So I don't sit here every day thinking, and I've told my local audience this, I'm not sure I've ever told you guys this, but I never come in here thinking about doing a story because I think that it's going to drive ratings, or it's going to drive you to listen longer or tune in next Saturday. And the reason for that is I don't fake it. And I don't want to take time to try to fake something that I'm not interested in to pretend like I'm interested in it. So I only do things that interest me. Because if I do things that interest me, then obviously you're going to either find it interesting or not, and you're either going to listen or you're not going to listen. And I know that in radio, an audience turns over all the time, just like it does on television. How many of you have worn out your remote control because you're constantly changing channels? Or you're fighting with your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, or whomever, or even the dog, over what you're going to be watching? So think about it in terms of these primetime audience averages. And then think about the politics in this country. In terms of the news networks, now I'm only talking about cable right now, because I'll tell you about the over-the-air, the networks in just a second. But let's talk about just the cable networks. And let's first talk about news networks. Fox News leads the pack with 2.45 million. MSNBC is way behind at 853,000. And CNN's behind that at 538,000. So the combined MSNBC and CNN does not even equal the average evening on any given time in prime time on Fox News. But remember, Fox News is at 2.45 million. But let's go to sports for a moment, meaning ESPN, because it's all ESPN. ESPN alone is 2.7 million. Some 300,000 more than Fox News by itself. And then Fox Sports averages about 62,000. So they're way behind. So obviously the dominant beast in sports is ESPN. All other cable networks, all the other cable shows, averaging at least 400,000 viewers in prime time, there's only one. HGTV, and that's at 492,000, which is obviously much less than even CNN. Well, it's 100,000 less than CNN. And 49,000, so 10% of the viewers watching HGTV are under 50 years old, meaning that 90% of them are over 50 years old. See how this landscape is changing and affecting everything? And so if you're an old fart like me, what I really encourage you, if you really want to understand and have the same perspective that, now, I'm not asking you to believe them. Obviously, I'm not asking you to believe what they believe in. But if you want to understand the perspective of, say, Black Lives Matter, or Antifa, or for that matter, the Democrat Party, or the Marxists, and the Communists, and the Socialists, and all of those, you need to get your butt off Fox News all the time and be looking at MSNBC or CNN or maybe even going over to the Food, Hallmark, or TLC networks, because that's where the rest of the audience is. Out of those 60 million, again, 0.6% are watching only four top rated. And that's either news, and those three channels, sports, the two, ESPN and Fox, and then HGTV. Now, if you want to break it down even further, all the other cable networks that average at least 350,000 viewers in prime time, the Food Network has 383,000, Hallmark has 378,000, TLC has 367,000, and that's the best they can do. Do you understand why? This fascinates me because people are going elsewhere to get their news. So when I tell you, for example, hey, do me a favor and go follow me over on X at Michael Brown USA, that's not just because I want to build up my followers. It's because if you want to know what I think about a particular news item or something that's breaking in the news, the best place to find that, since I'm on air for only 4 hours Monday through Friday and 3 hours on Saturday, if you want to know about what I think about, because I can't possibly cover everything in 23 hours of radio, you know, 6 days a week, it's over on X. And where do you think I go a lot of times to find out what's the big topic? Because I'll use an AI platform, for example, or I might use even Google Trends to go look and see, you know, what's most being searched. What's everybody talking about? For the very sad part of this record, and it is a sad part of the record, nine networks, out of all of these that everybody's subscribing to, nine networks average a primetime number that was only somewhere between 300,000 and 400,000 viewers at any given time, any given night, 7 days a week. And 89 networks average less than 150,000 viewers in prime time. Now, interesting, those were MTV, Freeform, E, Paramount, TNT, and VH1 all fell in that category. You've got to go to number 139 on the top 200 cable network programs to find something that is not sports or something on Fox News or on MSNBC. To number 139. And that's something was the Adventures Love Burning movie on Hallmark on a Saturday night. There were just four other shows in the top 200 cable network programs that were not news or sports. TLC, 90 Day Finance, TLC Sister Wives, Disco, Deadliest Catch, TBS Big Bang Theory. CNN doesn't even make the top 200 list until number 189, and that's Cassie Hunt's show. The whole purpose of this segment, get out of your cave. Get out of that cave of cable TV, which I know you already are because you're listening to this program. But once this program's over and you go back to TV network or to the cable networks, you're got your blinders on, get the blinders off. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
New car prices going up? You're not imagining it. That shiny new ride just got even more expensive, making it tougher than ever to justify trading in. But here's the good news. Maaco can make your current car look and feel new again for a fraction of the cost. From fresh paint to light bodywork, we help you get more out of what you already own and love. Book your free estimate online or visit your nearest Maaco today. Free estimates, friendly service, fast turnaround. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Hey, Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
Now, this This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms, mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Brown joins me here.
This is the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. If you like what we do on the weekend, you ought to listen to us during the weekday. You can listen weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on your iHeartRadio app. Just search for and then set as a preset this station, 630 KHOW in Denver. 630 KHOW in Denver. That way you can listen live to the program Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. Later in the program, probably at the beginning of the next hour, We'll get to this whole issue about health care for illegal aliens. But as kind of a lead up to that, I want to talk about something that's going on in the United Kingdom that has as much to do with societal control and socialized medicine as it has to do with anything else. You know, I've complained, bitched, and moaned about the United Kingdom and how the home of the Magna Carta is just degenerating into this kind of dystopian place where you can get arrested in the middle of the night for posting a meme that offends somebody that you don't even know who the person is. Or your neighbor that lives, you know, two blocks down and around the corner just happens to know that you're the person that posted a meme, so they call the cops, and the cops come and knock on the door in the middle of the night and literally arrest you for posting something on Facebook or X or some other social media platform that somebody found offensive. Now, if I were to get arrested for everything that I say that somebody somewhere finds offensive, I may as well just broadcast full-time from the Colorado State Penitentiary because I'm always saying something offensive to somebody. And quite frankly, I don't give a rat's ass because I come on the program, as I said earlier, I come on to talk about what interests me, to tell you the stories that interest me and what my perspective on the stories are. And then you have the opportunity to text me or to comment on X or whatever, send me emails, whatever it is. And trust me, I read all the emails, I read all the text messages, because sometimes you really do convince me. Great example is, I apparently made the comment in the last segment about how, you know, like over on Facebook, there must be hundreds of billions of people. And somebody sent me a text and said, you know, I hate to break it to you, but you sounded like Joe Biden when you said that. And I thought about it for a second. I thought, oh, damn, they're absolutely right. Because there are, I think there's like 3 or 4 billion people. There's not hundreds of billions of people, but it did sound like Joe Biden. And unlike the Democrats who, if you point out something and they say stupid, they get all upset about it, I kind of laugh about it. And I laugh about it because, okay, you come and sit in this chair. And you do either 3 hours on a Saturday or 4 hours Monday through Friday, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you'll say some stupid stuff too. And I'm sure I say stupid stuff, and I'm sure I say offensive stuff. But England's taking it, and this is a canary in the coal mine for us to pay attention to. England has now implemented a ban on buy one, get one free deals for certain junk food and certain free soda refills. Now, just as a parenthetical real quickly, somebody sent me a great article about my addiction to Diet Coke and why I have it. And I read the story, and it's really interesting about how McDonald's has such high standards for their Diet Coke, which is probably why I prefer McDonald's Diet Coke to any other Diet Coke anywhere in the world, save maybe Europe. Europe has, they have what's called Coca-Cola Light, and it's really good. So Europe might have better chemicals than the United States does. But in that story, buried deep in that story was that McDonald's is getting ready to, sometime over the next, I think, I don't know, few years, to get rid of their self-service soda machines so that you will just get your machine. Probably, you know, there'll be some robot that will produce your Diet Coke for you and then somehow put it on a conveyor belt and you'll pick it up from the counter and that'll be it. Didn't say anything about whether you get a free refill or not. But I tend to... I don't really tend to because I don't go into McDonald's that often. But if I'm having lunch somewhere and I'm having a Diet Coke, yeah, I tend to get a refill or two. This rule in the United Kingdom applies to grocery stores and all the other major retailers, as well as online vendors. Now, they've been discussing these regulations for years. I never really thought they would do it. It also bans free drink refill promotions for specific beverages in restaurants and cafes. Now, of course, that's caught the attention of social media. Another reason why, while social media may, if you don't control it, and you don't know how to use it properly, can be very poisonous and cancerous. But at least social media users in the United Kingdom have expressed disbelief at seeing signs appear on soda machines warning them that, quote, based on new government laws, they are only allowed to refill low-sugar soft drinks with one asking, WTF this country? Yes. And they posted a picture. What Coca-Cola Classic? It's one glass only. Based on new government laws, we've had to limit Coca-Cola Classic to one glass per customer. Still thirsty, it says? Help yourself to any of our low-sugar, fizzy, bottomless soft drinks. So starting in January, advertising unhealthy food and drinks on TV before 9 p.m. It's like, oh my gosh, we got to wait till the kids go to bed. Will be prohibited along with any online promotions for those products. A Department of Health and Social Care spokesman called the measures a crucial step toward ensuring that children have a healthy and happy start in life. Quoting, obesity robs children of the best possible start in life, sets them up for a lifetime of health problems, and costs the National Health Service billions. Oh, so that's why you're doing it. You're doing it because in socialized medicine, somebody consumes too many cheeseburgers. But now, we already know this to be a fact. You walk into a hospital in the National Health Service and you need some life-saving surgery and you're obese, or you need, you know, a bariatric surgery, you need back surgery, you need, you know, some sort of surgery, but you're too damn fat. Well, you're going to get kind of, your gurney's going to get pushed over into the corner somewhere, and then you're going to eventually get sent home and say, yeah, we'll give you the surgery if and when you lose some weight. Socialized medicine. That's how you control the population. So the National Health Service has created a classification system that supports this advertising ban, and now it's going to target soda, candy, cakes, chocolate, and potato chips. Coming to a TV station, a radio station, an online advertisement, or to a store sign somewhere near you soon. Because once you decide that you're going to pay for everybody's health care, then those costs are going to just rocket. And once they rocket, your system is going to start imploding on itself. And what's one way to reduce costs? Reduce services. And how do you reduce services? Well, you tell people that you can't have it because you're too fat. And by the way, we're not going to let you start having more than one regular Coke because, well, that's too much sugar for you. You know, I have a friend. In fact, I had dinner with this friend on Thursday night. And he's a few years younger than me. He's in very good health. He's in good shape. Does a lot of manual labor. And he probably drinks, I don't know, three or four Cokes a day. Now, I'm not talking about Diet Coke. I'm talking about all of the sugar. I don't know how many grams of sugar is in a regular Coke, but I'm sure it's more than what my doctor wants me to consume, which is somewhere between 7 and 15 grams of sugar, you know, per day, trying to keep it on the lower end. I bet he consumes 30, 40, 50 grams of sugar a day. But he's in good health. But that wouldn't be acceptable, even if he's in good health. That's still not acceptable under the National Health Service. So while they're trying to tell you what you can post, and if what you post offends somebody, you can be arrested for that. Then they're telling you if you want a regular Coke, well, you're limited to one. Because we're trying to solve obesity. I always thought obesity was either genetic or it was based on individual habits. And those individual habits were probably learned in childhood. And that the parents were the ones that needed to take care of that. But we live in a world now where government has become the parent. We live in a world where the government is deciding, and it'll come to this country. It already is in many ways. It'll come to this country where we're told what we can think, what we can say, how much we can eat, and how much we can drink. If you don't pay attention to what happens in other parts of the world, because just as in this country, we often look to, say, New York or Illinois or California, and now I hate to say it, but now you can watch Colorado too, to see how a blue state starts to overtake your lives. Well, if you want to see how countries overtake your lives, just look to the north, to Canada, or look to the east, to the United Kingdom, or look down under to Australia. All of those, and you notice what I pointed out? I pointed out three or four countries that are not tyrannical dictatorships, although they may be on the way. I didn't point to, say, Saudi Arabia. I didn't point to communist China. I pointed to parliamentarian governments that operate on some basic principles of democracy, but are turning tyrannical. We need to pay attention to what happens overseas. I'll be right back.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
New car prices going up? You're not imagining it. That shiny new ride just got even more expensive, making it tougher than ever to justify trading in. But here's the good news. Maaco can make your current car look and feel new again for a fraction of the cost. From fresh paint to light bodywork, we help you get more out of what you already own and love. Book your free estimate online or visit your nearest Maaco today. Free estimates, friendly service, fast turnaround. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Get ready for a festive evening at Oktoberfest 2025, hosted by the Reading Exchange Club, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. at Reading's historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. The Exchange Club is proud to host their second annual Reading Oktoberfest, Saturday, October 11th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the famous Reading historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. This event is bigger and better than ever, featuring local craft beer, delicious food trucks, live music, and classic Oktoberfest games like Steinhold holding contests, axe throwing, beer pong, cornhole tournaments, and much more. This event benefits the Reading Colt 45s and other organizations, including the Shasta County Peace Officer of the Year Awards and Special Olympics support. Join the fun and celebrate the beginning of fall at the second annual Reading Exchange Club Oktoberfest. On Saturday, October 11th, whether you're a beer enthusiast or simply looking for a great night out, this Oktoberfest celebration offers a great adult night of fun. Order tickets online. ReadingOktoberfest.eventbrite.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
CNN anchor has left for various reasons, that some of which are probably true and some of probably which are not. And he's now hosting a podcast. Another place that people can get a lot of news and really good information. But if you want to see festering bigotry based on race and sex, it's really unpleasant to behold. But Lemon launched into a bizarre explosive rant blaming white men as the real issue behind violence in America. He snarled, "You keep talking about, ooh, Chicago and black-on-black crime. I want to know, white men, are you okay? Because that is the real issue here." Now, what he means by that is that even though blacks are many more times likely to commit violent crimes, white people are the problem. This is how they keep racism in the forefront. He added this: "This country keeps waking up to bodies in the pews, blood on the floor, gunfire in public places, and the faces behind the trigger looks the same nearly every single time." Now, so according to Don Lemon, a famous journalist and social commentator, the most relevant characteristic of the assailants during the ongoing wave of violence that's targeting Christians and conservatives is their skin color. However, noting the prevailing skin color of the hordes of criminals who have been making Democrat hellholes like Chicago so unlivable for whites and blacks, apparently that's taboo and you can't talk about that. Sure, if you want to isolate the Charlie Kirk assassination or the attack on a Mormon church, if you want to isolate those incidents and say, oh, look, they were all white guys, okay, well, that's one common denominator, but there's another common denominator, too, and that is they themselves are bigoted. Clearly, the guy that assassinated Charlie Kirk had a bigotry toward his political philosophy, and the guy that rammed his car in and burned down the Mormon church in Michigan clearly had a bigotry against Mormons. So why not add that to the denominator, too? And then, you know, occasionally we'll do a Chicago weekend crime report. So on Monday or Tuesday, we'll walk in and we'll be talking about some crime story. And then we'll realize, oh, let's go look and see how many people were shot or killed or shot and killed in Chicago on the South Side over the weekend. And it's freaking unbelievable. But Don Lemon would have you believe that you should not, when you're thinking about violence in this country, you should not think about race except in terms of whites. And the black-on-black crime that occurs, which is disproportionate to their makeup of the general population, you'd understand that really black-on-black crime is much worse than white-on-white crime, proportionally speaking. But noting the prevailing skin color of the hordes of criminals, say on the South Side of Chicago, that you just cannot talk about. Lemon really wants you to know how much he hates white people, saying, white men, something is broken, something is cracked deep inside you. So many of you believe the answer is violence. But apparently, there is one white guy that Lemon is okay with, which I find interesting because you make a broad, generalized statement that white men, something is broken with you. White men, not any particular group of white men, not white men that live, say, north of the 38th parallel, or white men that are of a certain demographic or economic status, or not white men that are asexual, bisexual, or homosexual, not white men that are Republican or Democrat, but just white men in general, something is cracked deep inside of you, and so many of you believe the answer is the violence. I wonder if he says that to some guy named Tim Malone. You know who Tim Malone is? Tim Malone is the white guy, yeah, that Don Lemon, the black guy, is married to. You see, there's this double standard in our national conversation that allows, I guess, black men or men of minority status of whatever it might be, whether it's economic minority status or social status or political status or your racial status, whatever it is, that you clump everybody into those categories. And then you try to say, oh, but then that represents everybody. No, that's not how we do things. It's not how we do things at all. Every individual is responsible for their choices and their actions. And you can't lump groups of black men together any more than you can group groups of white guys or Hispanic or Latino guys or Asian guys or Vietnamese guys or Australian guys or South African guys or whatever. You just cannot do that. But this is what the left does. They lump everybody together. I recognize that, as I've said before, I think on the left side of the political spectrum, that the old liberals, and I always think of, mainly because he's in the intro to this program, one liberal that I got along famously with, but we vehemently disagreed on policy, was Chris Matthews, who used to host a program on MSNBC. He used to be the chief of staff, chief legislative aide to former Speaker Tip O'Neill. He's a Massachusetts liberal. I think he's of a dying breed. Because I think the Chris Matthews of the world, and I haven't spoken to Chris in years. He's kind of retired and gone off and into hiding. Pops his head up once in a while. But that version of liberalism is gone. And the new vision of liberalism is pretty much personified by the Don Lemons of the world, who see everything through the lens of race, Marxism, and socialism. And it's really hard to debate somebody who does only that. So we came with Michael Brown. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Having 4 kids in 4 years changed everything, especially our perspective on food. Suddenly, it wasn't just about what tasted good or what was convenient. It was about where it came from, how it was raised, and whether we could trust it to nourish our family. We spent years reading food labels, asking tough questions, and searching for food that matched our values. But it wasn't easy to find, and we knew we couldn't be the only ones feeling that way. That's why we started Good Ranchers, to make it simple for families like ours and yours to get high-quality, 100% American meat you can trust. Beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood, all sourced from local family farms and then delivered straight to your door. Because mealtime should be simple, gathering together should feel good, and feeding your family quality meat should never be something you have to worry about. Visit GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH40 to get $40 off your first order, plus free meat for an entire year. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Ed Donahue reports on some Republican concerns about President Trump's rhetoric during the federal government shutdown.
As the government shutdown continues through the weekend, Republicans say they are winning. But some fear President Trump's cuts may change that. John Cornyn from Texas in the Senate feels the GOP has the upper hand on extending health care funding.
There's no imminent threat to these people or anyone else if we don't address it in the context of this shutdown. So it's a made-up crisis.
But President Trump's sweeping cuts to home state projects and the threat of mass federal firings have some Republicans worried the White House may be going too far. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A major Russian drone strike on Ukraine in what the country's president is calling a savage attack.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a Russian drone strike on Saturday struck a Ukrainian rail station, injuring at least 30 people. It happened in Shostka, a city northeast of Kyiv, about 43 miles from the Russian border in the Sumy region. The regional governor says in a video handout that seven of the injured are in the hospital, one with critical injuries. I'm Donna Water.
North Carolina's Democrat governor signed into law a justice measure that the state's Republican-controlled legislature approved in response to the stabbing of a Ukrainian refugee.
North Carolina's Democratic Governor Josh Stein has signed into law a criminal justice measure pushed by the Republican-controlled legislature. After a young Ukrainian woman was stabbed to death on a Charlotte train, the new law bars cashless bail for certain violent crimes and limits discretion in pretrial release decisions. The bill's authors are also seeking to restart executions in North Carolina. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million, you deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
The administration has announced a cancellation of $7.6 billion intended for clean energy projects across 16 states. Each of those are states where both senators voted against the Republican bill to try to keep the federal government open. Despite the shutdown, new record highs appearing on Wall Street Friday.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Market Report. Stocks edged mostly higher on Wall Street, sending indexes to more records. The S&P 500 inched up by less than a tenth of a percent Friday. The index closed out its seventh winning week in the last nine. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 238 points. It's about half a percent. The Nasdaq Composite lost an early gain and slipped 0.3% from its record. Treasury yields ticked higher in the bond market. That followed some mixed reports on growth for service businesses in the U.S. Crude oil prices clawed back some of their losses from earlier in the week. Seth Sutel, New York.
You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The government is taking a minority stake in Lithium Americas. It's a company that's developing one of the world's largest lithium mines in northern Nevada. The Department of Energy will take a 5% equity stake. Correspondent Donna Warder reports the move is the latest such investment by the Trump administration in private companies.
The U.S. government already announced a 10% stake in Intel is the biggest owner in MP Minerals, a Las Vegas rare earths miner, and Trump made a deal with NVIDIA and AMD to give the U.S. government a 15% cut of revenue from selling certain chips to China.
That is Donna Warder reporting. Officials in coming days say they're set to hold the government's biggest coal sales in more than a decade. About 600 million tons of the fuel will be auctioned from publicly owned reserves next to strip mines in Montana and Wyoming. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Ready for a little magic and a lot of laughs? Shasta College Theater invites you into the enchanted forest for a Midsummer Night's Dream. Mischievous fairies, love-struck teens, and even a would-be actor turned into a donkey. Shakespeare's funniest comedy has it all.
Join us October 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th at 7 p.m. with matinees October 12th and 19th at 2 p.m. Tickets are just $15 general, $10 seniors, and $5 for students.
A Midsummer Night's Dream at Shasta College.
Leave some optimism about the outcome. But we have to understand the politics that Netanyahu faces in Israel. He presides over a fractious, almost fractured, right-wing coalition. And Netanyahu, and I understand why, he has been intent on prolonging the war. He wants to completely eviscerate Hamas. Now, I understand that goal. I'm not quite sure that's possible. We wanted to eviscerate Al-Qaeda. Now, setting aside for a moment any arguments that you want and can make about the mistakes we made in trying to eviscerate Al-Qaeda, can you ever really do that? Can you ever really eviscerate communism, socialism, Marxism? Can you ever really completely eviscerate terrorism? No, because humans are still humans. And cockroaches will, you know, just as cockroaches will survive a nuclear war, terrorists will survive their obliteration. They'll pop up somewhere else. So Netanyahu is very crafty. May have preferred to continue pounding Hamas, but his very audacious moves have created the very context for Trump's peace plan. Why? How? What? He neutered Hezbollah in Lebanon. He attacked the Iranians. And in the ouster of the Assad regime in Syria, by the way, did you notice that Assad was the victim of a potential poisonous assassination? Which I found kind of interesting because Assad sought his refuge in Russia, which is known for assassinating their political enemies through poison. So Assad, you may not be as in friendly territory as what you think you are. But anyway, in the ouster of the Assad regime in Syria, and you put all of that together and you've got a far more propitious moment for an actual Middle East peace deal. But the blunt fact is that with the horrific attack on October 7, almost 2 years ago to the day, coming up this, Tuesday? Hamas ended up isolating itself. I firmly believe that Hamas believed that it could topple Israel, that it could eliminate Jews from the face of the earth, that it could wipe Israel off the map. But the reverse has occurred. Hamas has now been forced to accept the Gaza Agreement. Now, there's still devils in the details, right? They've been forced to at least acknowledge right now a conditional acceptance because the Arab world has largely united against Hamas. And you got to give Trump credit for that. In particular, Egypt and Qatar have pushed for a resolution of the conflict, and that resolution would preclude Israel from going on from Gaza to annex the West Bank, something that Trump made very clear in an Oval Office. You know how he tends to just sit there at the resolute desk and there'll be a gaggle of reporters come through because he just finished signing an executive order or something. And then, unlike Joe Biden, who would have to shuffle or fall off the stage and leave the room, Trump just sits there. Got any questions? Anybody got anything? Well, of course they do. They're White House reporters. They want to ask you everything they possibly can. And he sits there and he takes the questions. But in that questioning, it came up of whether or not he would allow Netanyahu to occupy or annex the West Bank. And he said, no, I'm not going to allow it to occur. Well, I understand why. Because the pressure is now on for Israel and Hamas to reach some sort of an agreement. Now, Hamas said that it supports the release of all Israeli prisoners, both living and dead, and that's according to the exchange formula that was contained in Trump's proposal. Provided, they said, and I found this interesting, provided the field conditions for the exchange are met. And what does that mean? Well, in this context, the movement affirms its readiness to immediately enter into negotiations through the mediators to discuss the details of what that means. The key questions are how far Israel will withdraw out of or away from the Gaza Strip and what role, if any, Hamas would play in a future government. Now, personally, I don't think Hamas should play any role in a future government. None whatsoever. So that brings up the issue of who gets to run Gaza in the interim. Now, Trump has tapped Tony Blair, the former British Prime Minister, who really has his own injudicious record in the region, to serve as the head of this Board of Peace that Trump has announced. Now, not surprisingly, Hamas is balking at the prospect of any sort of interim government governing body. Of course they are, because that means they're losing control. But it's more than likely to have to surrender at this point. Might Blair work to transform the Gaza Strip into Trump's new Riviera? Rumors of a manufacturing zone named after Elon Musk, that's percolating in Washington. And this past February, Trump released an AI-generated video of him and Musk cavorting on the beach called Trump Gaza. Well, perhaps the Tony Blair Institute for Global Change will prove more influential than anybody probably previously contemplated. But at least the good news is there's movement. At least there is movement. And it may it may foretell that Hamas really has recognized that Trump means what he says. And that's probably because of the elimination of Hezbollah and the bombing of the Iranians. You see, actions have consequences. I'll be right back.
New car prices going up? You're not imagining it. That shiny new ride just got even more expensive, making it tougher than ever to justify trading in. But here's the good news. Maaco can make your current car look and feel new again for a fraction of the cost. From fresh paint to light bodywork, we help you get more out of what you already own and love. Book your free estimate online or visit your nearest Maaco today. Free estimates, friendly service, fast turnaround. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/today. ethos.com/today.
Speaking with Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. I just looked at my X account. I want to say hi to Soccer Collies. That's interesting. These are new followers on X. Dog soccer games. That'd be interesting. Watch a bunch of collies play soccer. Although the picture doesn't look like a soccer. I mean, it doesn't look like a soccer. It doesn't look like a collie. Kevin, where's Kevin from? Doesn't say. KD Hawk, are you in Iowan? I don't know. Kevin. And then Erin. Erin followed. She's from Stillwater, Minnesota, not Oklahoma. Welcome to the X account. We'll have some fun. Let's go from Israel to Venezuela. Trump has the entire world in a good turmoil. I don't think it's a bad turmoil. I think it's a good turmoil. Oh, it's fraught with danger. Don't get me wrong. It's absolutely fraught with danger. But I like the fact that, you know, once again, I think Americans have smoked too much marijuana because we got really severe short-term memory loss. It's only been, let's see, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. It's been 10 months coming on. Well, I guess maybe 10 months today since the election. Do you remember prior to November 4 of 2024 what the world was like? Do you remember how Biden would wander off at some D-Day event and the Prime Minister of Italy, you know, Maloney would have to go grab Grandpa and bring him back to watch the troops, or he'd fall off the stage or trip over the sandbags, or, you know, have to have the note cards to read from, would never take questions, wouldn't see him for days. And we were told that, well, you know, Biden has brought respect back to the United States. The world respects us now. And I always laughed at that. Because having traveled the world with President Bush, I pretty much understand what world leaders think and how they think and how they perceive us. I've heard them talk about it. And they did not respect Biden. They still respected the United States. I sincerely believe that. But they did not respect Biden because world leaders respect power. They respect our ability, one, to protect them and to kind of keep the world kind of safe for democracy, kind of safe for other countries to go about their lives, and to keep our enemies, the Chinese Communist Party, the commies in Russia, and the commies in Venezuela, for example, at bay. And they do respect that. They may not like Trump. There may be things that Trump says or does that offends them. But they know that we are still the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. Our size, our population. I know we don't have a billion people like China does, but we have 350 million Americans, give or take, and we have 350 million, give or take, private arms. And we have an army led by civilian leaders who would do everything to, first and foremost, protect, preserve, and defend the Constitution, and protect you and me against a tyrannical government, if ever necessary. In other words, they would disobey an illegal or unconstitutional order and would take our side over a tyrannical government trying to impose tyranny upon us. We have vast natural resources. We have a mostly free market economy. And that still makes us the dominant nation on this planet. Do we have problems? Don't get me wrong. We have serious problems. And we have serious threats. This axis between China and India really concerns me. So, while all of that is true, Trump nonetheless, despite his sometimes braggadocio, sometimes the trolling that he does that is like hilarious, yet really not very presidential, nonetheless, it's entertaining, and it keeps everybody on their toes. For example, when you read a headline, did you see the most recent cigarette speedboat get blown up in the Caribbean? As I told some friends as I was walking the dogs this morning, think about those guys on that boat. So assuming they left Caracas, or wherever they left in Venezuela, They've probably heard the story that the previous boats, we've had, what, five or six of them now? They've heard the story. Word gets around. Hey, remember Juan and Pedro that left last week? They never came back. Yeah. And they didn't turn and become illegal aliens in the United States. They disappeared in the middle of the Caribbean. That word gets around. So when a new boat takes off, all I can think is somebody's pointing a gun at the four or five narco terrorists that are on that cigarette or speedboat as they head off into the Caribbean looking for some landing somewhere on the Gulf shores, only to be kaboom, blown out of the water. It's got to be a little frightening to be a drug dealer with Trump in office. So when the headlines scream narco wars, and all these pundits on television and radio wag their fingers about fentanyl, I think it's real easy. The easy way to think about it is to reduce Trump's Venezuela policy to just drugs. That's the shorthand. But it's also incomplete. And in fact, it may not only be incomplete, it might actually be a red herring. Drugs do matter. Don't get me wrong, drugs matter. And the effort is to some degree about exactly that. It's the perfect combination. Yes, we have a fentanyl problem. We have a drug problem. And while we've closed the borders, isn't it interesting that we're not really talking about the cartels coming across the border anymore? Now they're using these cigarette boats to come try speeding across the Caribbean, still trying to get their product into this country, and they're predominantly coming from Venezuela. And immigration matters. So drugs matter, immigration matters, it all matters, but guess what else matters? We forget, because we're historically ignorant in this country, that Venezuela was at one time one of the richest nations on earth. It was the powerhouse of South America. Why? Because of their oil and gas, their hydrocarbons. And now, Venezuelan hydrocarbons matter even more in a world where OPEC has been deliberately constraining supply to keep oil prices high. I know I keep hearing about how gasoline prices are down. Well, I'm telling you, in my neck of the woods, they're not. In fact, they've creeped up a little bit. We're certainly not back to pre-pandemic levels. I haven't paid $2 a gallon for premium gas in, I don't know, 4 years or so. But deploying the war on drugs as some sort of justification, I think, is probably smart politics. Why? Because it communicates a moral urgency that resonates with all of us. Because the drug crisis is real. But it also offers a legal / rhetorical peg overseas. Because when you designate the cartels as terrorist proxies, that authorizes actual kinetic warlike steps under our counterterrorism authorities. But policy is simply not an argument. It's an incentive structure. Let me explain what that incentive structure is next. So we came with Michael Brown.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager. Hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
Are you facing an unexpected financial emergency? You need WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $5,000 fast. WeFixMoney.com is free to use, available 24/7, and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to the name you trust, WeFixMoney.com. If you need emergency cash up to $5,000 for bills or anything else, type WeFixMoney.com directly in your browser. That's WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes, palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Goldleaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Goldleaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Goldleaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
It's actually built around a set of incentives. Now, that may seem odd, considering that we're blowing drug boats out of the water. But if you're driving those boats, or those are your drugs, and that's being lost into the ocean, then, yeah, you might have an incentive to figure out, how could I possibly keep doing business, or could I find some other way? Or if you're Nicolas Maduro, the president of Venezuela, you may be looking at what we've done with Hamas, what we've done with the Iranians, what we've done all over the world, and you may be thinking to yourself, uh-oh. And it's not just Caracas. It's all the other Latin American countries that are also watching, including Argentina. Because we're doing some financial things with Argentina that I think are mostly good. I think there's a couple of downside risks to it. But we're doing some credit debt swaps with Argentina to kind of stabilize the peso down there, which I think is a good thing. Because Milei is really, Javier Milei is just an amazing politician. And I want to see him succeed. Back to Venezuela. The incentives that Trump is doing are designed to minimize the chance of an expensive occupation, because Trump does not want to engage himself directly in regime change. While still, the way his mind works fascinates me. And yes, it's Trump, but it's also Marco Rubio. It's his national security team. And for that matter, the CIA and everybody else that works around him. It's the Trump cabinet in general. So they want to get the attention of Caracas, get the attention of our regional partners in the area, and it's designed to minimize the chance of this country, the United States, ever actually occupying Venezuela while still getting out of them tangible leverage. Maybe for regime change, but not regime change where we have boots on the ground, but also maybe for a really good deal for us. Think about it this way. It's coercion without conquest. You apply pressure across multiple economic vectors, economic silos, until the cost of the same continued behavior exceeds the benefit. Pretty straightforward. Impose costs that exceed the benefit of what you're doing. So what? Let's think about Trump himself. He hates regime change. Well, at least in the classic sense of, let's go invade Afghanistan or Iraq and try to, you know, topple Saddam Hussein or topple the Taliban in Afghanistan. He hates that. The America First agenda is truly transactional by design. Fewer open-ended nation-building campaigns and more calibrated use of force and diplomatic pressure where there is cover both legally and politically. That's the structure of how I think this entire foreign policy apparatus is thinking. So for all of the neocons who assume he secretly dreams of invading a country, I think they're just engaged in projection. And they're trying to engage in a projection onto an administration that in practice is really stingy about long ground wars. You don't need evidence. Just look at recent history. But then think about this. Immigration is leverage. Policy signals link security operations to deportation and immigration enforcement. So in these recent moves, the naval deployments and the strikes on those drug trafficking vessels have been accompanied by rhetoric and sound bites out of the White House and out of the foreign policy establishment, and at times include explicit linkage to our deportation policies. Military pressure then functions as bargaining power in a really broader domestic political market. Then recognize this. Venezuela is about oil. That's it. It's the only way that Nicolas Maduro and that communist regime survived. That South American country has long been known as It's an OPEC state. It's a hydrocarbon state. It's an oil and gas country. And for good reason. Do you know that during World War II, crude oil from Venezuela was absolutely indispensable to the Allies? It fueled our ships, our planes, entire campaigns across the Atlantic. From Venezuela. That's why it was indeed one of the wealthiest nations in the world. You look at it today. We trade virtually nothing with Caracas. That's 180 degrees from World War II. Yet, Venezuela still holds the largest proven reserves in the entire world. So if we could bring all of those reserves back into the U.S. market and then modernize those reserves, the output of oil and gas from Venezuela alone could rival all of the OPEC producers. And what will that do? That alters the balance of supply. That puts the supply of that crude oil under our auspices, under our control. Now, if you fixate on the crude oil alone, that misses the resources that also matter in 21st century geopolitics. And that's all the critical minerals that we always talk about. The minerals that feed EVs, batteries, telecommunications, our computers, everything. That's why Beijing has such an interest in Venezuela. It's not sentimental. It's a modern scramble for resources. So the Trump/Washington/foreign policy establishment calculus has an industrial logic as well as a geopolitical one. Deny our adversaries, China in particular, secure access. Protect supply chains. Leave a neighboring state structurally unable to become a reliant client of a rival power. Don't let them become subservient to China. Now, unlike Ukraine, because I know people are thinking, well, what about Ukraine, Michael? Venezuela's resources wealth doesn't need to be inflated. It's obvious, it's vast, and it's in plain sight. Unlike Iran, despite Maduro's theatrical boast of millions of militiamen, they really don't have any military at all. Unlike Taiwan, we don't need to engage in the complexity of semiconductors. Venezuela's importance is tangible. It's rooted in immigration, drugs, oil and gas, and minerals. And unlike the myth of a population united in anti-Americanism, I think that Venezuelans' resentment of Washington is way overstated. You know that Nicolas Maduro literally stole the last election. They voted in a presidential candidate that was pro-American, pro-democracy, wanted to return to free markets, would have been a fantastic ally of the United States. But the hatred of Maduro runs deeper than any ambivalence about this country. So when you step and you look back at Venezuela from that point of view, the narco-terrorism angle is a good tool. It's a really good tool. Declaring those networks as terrorists, that reconfigures the legal playbook. It widens our authorities. It allows us to use military assets. It legitimizes our strikes that might be harder to justify. It would be hard to justify just, you know, blowing a boat out of the water because, oh, it's a drug dealer. No, these are narco-terrorists that are trying to, through the use of drugs, terrorize this country. And then you put all that together, it performs a diplomatic service. It makes the pressure that we're putting on Venezuela acceptable to all of our allies, our partners, who would absolutely be opposed to any sort of campaign that involved actual regime change, like boots on the ground, or bombing Caracas, or even a covert operation to assassinate Maduro. Apply the pain and never promise occupation. A full-scale invasion, a prolonged occupation, of course is going to be catastrophic, politically, logistically, and it would play right into the hands of the communists that control Venezuela today. So if you can't replace Maduro through direct warfare, how do you change his cost-benefit calculation? You make continued rule more expensive, more dangerous, less useful. You target his revenue streams. You hinder his patronage. You sap his ability to reward his subordinates and his partners and allies in the region and across the globe in China. You increase the political price of belligerence. Becomes very logical. The critics, though, are reading the intentions, and they don't see the incentives, and they make incorrect assumptions. I think what's going on with Venezuela right now is utterly brilliant, short-term and long-term. I'll explain next.
Having 4 kids in 4 years changed everything, especially our perspective on food.
We started paying closer attention to the things that mattered most, especially the food we were putting on our table.
We wanted better, safer, healthier. And when we couldn't find it, we took matters into our own hands. We started Good Ranchers.
We partner with local farms and ranches right here in the U.S., families who have been raising livestock the right way for generations. Hard-working men and women who care deeply about the land, their animals, and the quality of the food they produce.
We're proud to bring their legacy to your table. 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood.
And then we make it simple. We deliver it straight to your door.
Because we believe in making it easy for families like ours and yours to enjoy meat you can trust. Food that honors the American farmer. Food that brings people together.
Visit GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH40 to get $40 off your first order, plus free meat for an entire year.
GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered.
Back to school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. We're talking about what's really behind these naval maneuvers, military maneuvers in the Caribbean, and the attacks on the narco-terrorists as they try to bring drugs into the United States. And it really is about, sure, regime change, but not in the traditional way as we've watched it in other countries around the world. Trump's all opposed to that. And then Trump also sees the advantage of returning Venezuela to the position it was back during World War II, and even beyond World War II, back in the 50s and the 60s, when it was a thriving tourist place, and it was a place that was an ally of us, but, you know, because of our neglect and our failure to recognize the regime change going on internally in the country, we let it go down the crapper. So now he's targeting the cartels inside Venezuela, according to Fox News.
As the U.S. ramps up its military presence on the doorstep of deadly narco cartels, sending in 10 F-35 fighter jets to Puerto Rico last week, adding to the 7 U.S. warships and nuclear-powered submarine in the Southern Caribbean. Former Acting DA Administrator Derek Maltz will join us now. Derek, thank you very much for being here. What do you see President Trump and his administration doing next year?
Well, let's go back in time, Sandra. Like, people forget that President Maduro exported the monsters, the TDA monsters, we call them. They're all over the country causing havoc. That's number one. For the last 20 years, the Venezuelan corrupt regime has formed very strong alliances with the major drug cartels in Colombia, the FARC, the ELN. They're all terrorists. In February, the president declared them terrorists, and I think that's what the American public have to understand. We are treating them now as terrorists. They're going to feel the pain. They're going to feel accountability. It's about time. Bill Malusian, thank you for all the unbelievable reporting the last 4 years on the border. Well, now that's gone because President Trump and this administration is going to hold these criminals accountable. He's going to put Americans first. That's exactly what was voted for in November. So we're very appreciative. What we think is going to happen is more and more, you know, attacks on these vessels. I'm sure hoping there's going to be some attacks on the drones. When I was in Texas, for example, they were talking about 9,000 drones had come into the U.S. airspace. And some of these drones, as you see on TV, they drop C4 explosives. So we have to go after the drones. I hope we go after the command and control, the poisonous labs in Mexico, in Venezuela, all over the place. We have to stop the death and destruction of our communities and our families.
Derek, I think when a lot of Americans think about drug smuggling, they're picturing coming in through our land border, right? Cars coming through ports of entries, people backpacking it across the border, that sort of a thing. What's going on out there in the Caribbean? Why is Trump making the Caribbean such an area to enforce on?
So, Bill, good question. You know, so the cartels, they're trying to make, you know, billions of dollars. Since they can't make it on human trafficking now, they're trying to make up for the money lost. So they're now transporting more than ever cocaine all over the world, not just into America, but they're using the record amounts of cocaine production in South America to their advantage. So they're taking now advantage of the addiction to cocaine around the world. So President Trump and, you know, the Department of War, thank God they're involved now, they are going to be looking at these smugglers as they're trying to get drugs not only into the U.S., but to move it around the world. Because at the end of the day, Bill, it's about making money for the cartels and these corrupt regime members in Venezuela. They want to maximize the profits. They want to limit their risk. But the game changer is the hundreds of thousands, if not over a million, American citizens that they've destroyed, they've killed. People just have to understand one thing. There's never been a terrorist organization in the history of this country that has killed all these Americans. So thank you, President Trump, Vice President Vance, Secretary of War, Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
And they are doing exactly what should be done. Trump's policy welds the legal cover, domestic political salience, asymmetric pressure, and an appreciation for resources into one blunt instrument. Now, the risks are real. You could have an escalation through miscalculation. You have the entanglement of law enforcement and low-intensity military force. And you always have the moral hazard of starting to normalize extraterritorial strikes. But proceeding with prudence and not cowardice has huge outweighing potential. Trust the plan, as Trump fans like to say. And what you may see is you suddenly have a regime change where all we did was blow drug boats out of the water. We took away their resources. We start to isolate China. We start to isolate Maduro. And suddenly, you start getting regime change internally. That tells the entire world, as we've already said, hey, we're back, and we're not going to put up with this anymore. I thought this is what we voted for. I thought we voted for, we wanted America to come back, we wanted to stand our ground, we weren't going to be run over, walked over, stepped on anymore, and yes, there is risk to that. But the benefits are absolutely overwhelming because it maintains the American world order. It keeps China and all of our enemies at bay and on notice that, look, we're not playing around anymore at all. We're willing to wield American power, maybe not necessarily, you know, bombing a country and occupying a country, but using our military power, using our economic strength. And think about all of those calculations going on all the time. You've got all the Arab countries and the OPEC countries, all the oil-producing nations, who are stifling production to keep oil prices high. Trump's trying to bring oil prices down. He's trying to expand the amount of energy that we have available to not just us, but to all the international markets. And now he's simply going into Venezuela, or I should say into the Caribbean, and saying, this is our next move. I think it's really good. It says to the Chinese Communist Party and to the Russians, we may not come after you directly, but we know what you're after, and we know the game you're playing, and we can play that game better than you can. This is The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines open. Follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
New car prices going up? You're not imagining it. That shiny new ride just got even more expensive, making it tougher than ever to justify trading in. But here's the good news. Maaco can make your current car look and feel new again for a fraction of the cost. From fresh paint to light bodywork, we help you get more out of what you already own and love. Book your free estimate online or visit your nearest Maaco today. Free estimates, friendly service, fast turnaround. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.